USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the heels of mass shootings that have rattled the nation, a man's in custody after causing a scare at a Springfield, Missouri Walmart. Reportedly, the man in his 20s was wearing body armor and military fatigues, carrying what police call a tactical rifle. It prompted a Walmart worker to pull the fire alarm, and the suspect then walked out an emergency door, where an off-duty firefighter held him at gunpoint until police officers responded and took him into custody. House Democrat Dick Durbin is in agreement with President Trump that former Democratic Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's case should be looked at, as Trump suggests he may commute Blagojevich's sentence.
It's clearly demonstrated he's guilty of wrongdoing in public office. He was convicted of that and sentenced and has paid a heavy price.
This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
A man armed with a long gun gets into a gun battle with police in Irvington, New Jersey, near the city of Newark yesterday. Three cops were shot. The gunman was killed. Another person also killed. The officer's injuries believed to be non-life-threatening. Two people were killed after a gunman got out of his truck in the middle of a Houston, Texas highway and fired into another vehicle. The Assistant Houston Police Chief Bobby Dobbins says the gunman was with a second man and no arrests have been made.
We believe there are two. We don't believe there were two shooters, just one, but we're not positive.
President Trump's to meet with tech giants at the White House today to discuss combating online extremism after recent mass shootings, especially the Saturday attack in El Paso. Some advocacy groups claim there's a link between the rise of online hate groups and increasing violent attacks in the nation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The head of the NRA reportedly contacted President Trump earlier this week to discuss gun control legislation talk after the two mass shootings over the weekend. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
NRA Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre reportedly speaking with President Trump after he expresses public support for a background check bill. LaPierre reportedly telling the president the legislation would not be popular among Trump supporters. Now, President Trump is reportedly open to endorsing extensive background checks. The president telling reporters earlier this week there's a great appetite for it.
Let's see if we can get something done. And Republicans want to do it and Democrats want to do it.
The original filming site for the Field of Dreams movie will see a game in real life played between the New York Yankees and Chicago White Sox next year. The White Sox will play host to the Yankees in Dyersville, Iowa on August 13th, 2020, as a temporary 8,000-seat stadium will be assembled at the site for that game. Build it and they will come, I suppose. And police are investigating after two Texas zebras are dead. A property owner in New Braunfels had bought the animals earlier in the day, but they got loose. The two animals were returned to the owner, but both later died of unknown causes, according to police. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.